I'm Zachary Turner. Charlotte has a plan to reduce carbon emissions that it updates every 5 years. Since 2019, the city says community-wide carbon emissions have shrunk 30%. But Charlotte still has a long way to go to reach carbon neutrality by 2050, and they may be delaying some key milestones along the way. Here's the report. The Charlotte Office of Sustainability and Resilience told a city council committee on Monday that it has delayed some objectives like lowering emissions from its vehicle fleet. Now, the city plans to reduce, or offset, all carbon pollution from light-duty vehicles by 2035. It also adds a new interim target for community-wide goals that resemble the state's. Charlotte will reduce carbon pollution by 72% by 2035, and eliminate or offset all community-wide greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. This includes all emission sources, such as food waste and transportation. Sarah Hazel is Charlotte's chief sustainability officer.
They're aspirational because they're so ambitious, and some pieces of them are things that either are outside the city's control or require really a whole of society approach.
Charlotte's already made some progress since it began working on its plan in 2020. In a ranking of 75 large American cities, Charlotte moved up from 68 to 25 for its clean energy initiatives. But now, Charlotte will have to navigate state and federal governments that aren't aligned on clean energy spending. City Council member Ed Drigg said it might be time for the city to incentivize more climate-friendly development. The city regularly gives business grants, loans, and other financial incentives to developers to influence where and how they build. The Office of Sustainability and Resilience is planning on putting the updated plan before City Council in April. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.